The far head now aim to promote. It aim to connect the online global community to peace building process. Because, you know, this coming Friday is International Day for Peace, to commemorate International Day for Peace. So the far head now is going to host a event in Juba, in UN Protection of Civilian, in Bor, in Yei, and in other parts of South Sudan, and also in diaspora, in Rhino Camp, and in Uganda, and Arua in Uganda in particular, and in Nairobi. The aim is to connect the South Sudanese online to enhance the power of social media for peace building.
So how is this going to happen? Like, just explain for us, how do you connect the South Sudanese online to create an impact of social media on peace building?
We will connect them. We will let them jump for peace by sharing the messages of peace online by using the power of social media. This is to make the South Sudan visible on social media on that day, on that International day of Peace.
Great. Can you explain for us, Akim, how important is this festival and what kind of audience do you expect at the Peace Jam?
Peace Jam is a very important event for the peace to celebrate. And usually it's just a relatively an official event where youth of all ages, even the elderly people, to come together, celebrate peace, because peace is a beautiful thing and we all need it. So this event, we are collaborating with the Peace Tree. I don't know if you guys heard of the Peace Tree.
The Peace Tree.
Yes, so we'll be collaborating with them. As much as we're using their premises, we are collaborating in a way that we use their audience as much as we also use our influence to get them together and do the activity together. And as much as it's opening offline, then people will be tweeting and posting on social media with the aim to jam the internet literally with peace messages.
Great. So as you will be, you know, gathering together with the people and doing that particular event, you're also going live. That's basically what you're telling us.
Yes.
Going live on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We're going to do what is called Tweet Up. A Tweet Up is a kind of a forum discussion on Twitter. We're going to host Edmund Yokani, if confirmed, with one of the... It could be an expat or it could be a diplomat.
One of the civil society.
Yes, a civil society organization. To talk about the recent signed peace agreement, whether we South Sudanese people, do we deserve a right to peace? And anybody, any South Sudanese anywhere across the globe is allowed to contribute any idea. If they think people talk about peace, we have a right to peace, but do we deserve a right to peace? So that is a part of what we're going to do on that day. There are going to be a peaceful event, like my colleague Kim Otoa said. We will have a peaceful event where a number of artists will perform, comedy will be made to entertain people to smile, and that is part of peace building, because when people smile together, they forget their differences. And it's not just here in Juba, like I said. We will do in other parts of South Sudan, like for example in the POC. They are going to engage the communities who recently you heard of a quartering, and it resulted into loss of life in the UN POC. So we have a group called IHAT that is actually conducting the Peace Jam on that International Day of Peace to bring the different communities together.
In the POC,
in the
Protection
POC.
Of Civilians.
Yes.
Okay. So why do you think, because you're involved in the internet here and you're involved in social media, what role do you think the social media can really play in trying to, you know, for peace building and uniting people?
If I can give you a little brief of what Defy Hate Now is and how it started. It started by a campaigning hate speech on social media, because if you remember very well, in 2013, after the war broke out in 2013, social media was really bad. People were inciting themselves using social media badly, and that's how Defy Hate was initiated in 2015, to defy hate speech on social media. So the event started with social media, with the idea and with the concrete evidence to actually contact the diasporas, because you find out that social media was used negatively by people mostly outside South Sudan. So how can we do it? And we thought social media would be the best way to reach them, because they might not be physically in South Sudan. And that's why we are jamming it in social media.
All right. Now, looking at the peace agreement that has just been signed on the 12th of this month, and then on the 21st, this coming Friday, is the International Peace Day. Does it even make it more important and relevant to South Sudanese as you continue with this particular event?
Absolutely. It's really very important. We are trying to take advantage of the recent signed peace agreement to tell people that there's a need for South Sudanese people to be united. And the reason why we're saying we want to actually make South Sudan visible online on that very day. That's why I say highly that we are connecting South Sudanese in diaspora and the people back home to share the messages of peace only on that day. Like, share messages of peace and issues related to peace, discuss and actually brainstorm on whether the recent signed peace agreement can it unite the country. Is there something that can be taken away? And I think we're taking advantage of the recent signed peace agreement on International Day to commemorate peace.
As Defy Hate now, I mean, it's a group of young people, of the youth who came out to try to defy hate and, you know, counter hate speeches on the internet. Let's look at this particular time. Peace has been signed now. According to you, what is the role that the youth, the energetic youth of South Sudan can do in order for this peace to hold?
Youth, what they can do, as they were engaging in conducting, in countering hate speech, they could actually engage now in passing on the peace messages. We come together, you and me, we are South Sudanese. We are not more than that, we are not less than that. It doesn't matter which part of South Sudan you come from, but as much as I love myself, I should be able to love my neighbor despite their tribe. And this is what the youth could do, because if we do it, the young generation coming after us and the older generation before us will respect us for that, and they will see a beautiful place that they want to be.
Right, Faraj. Now, on this particular day, how do I participate?
That is a very important question. Like, to jump with peace, you need to share a message of peace wherever you are. It could be on your social media account. You have a number of followers on Facebook, on Twitter. You write something about peace, post it online, tag many people as much as you can. And you can also attend some of the peaceful events that we are doing here in Juba by participating directly. Or if you have an idea of any event, but even if you can actually make a tea in your own house and call 3 to 5 people
to come
discuss something about peace, then you have contributed positively to the peace
building. And don't
forget
the hashtags.
Oh, yes, that's what I was asking.
Don't
is there a hashtag
for it? Don't forget the hashtag, yes. Yeah. There is the Peace Jump 2018, Right to Peace, Peace for All, Peace World Party.
Okay, yes. So those are the hashtags.
Those are the hashtags.
Can you say them once again, please?
Peace Jump 18, Right to Peace, Peace for All, Peace Party. Is it World Peace Party? Yes,
okay, World Peace Party. All right, thank you so much for coming here. Now, if you had one thing to say to the young people of South Sudan about peace, what will that thing be?
Mine will be, let's have faith. Let's have belief. Because every time we doubt that peace is not going to come, it will never come. But let's have the faith and believe and act towards there is peace, and it shall prevail.
Thank you.
I would say, like, let's take a driving seat, because the future belongs to us. Like, you see, the current generation, the sun is already set. And, you know, they no longer care. Just is my opinion.
It's almost dark for them.
Yeah, they no longer care. Okay. So it is the role of the youth to actually build a nation that you dream
of,
to and for your children.
All right.
So they should do things when they know that they are spoiling their own
future
and and the present.
All right.
So, like, I hide them to take a driving seat, let them unite the country. The process of national building and healing and reconciliation should be spearheaded by us, not the older generation.
Faraj Mach and Kim Otto, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Breakfast Show. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best. We're participating in this peace jam together.
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll be glad.
Thank you. All right.